Growing up, did you go on a lot of cruises?
Yes, actually. My mum has always been really afraid of flying. So as a kid, our like summer holiday would be to go on like a big family cruise. So I went on quite a lot growing up. So when I got a job on a ship, I felt very calm about it because it was like a little second home. Whereas like a lot of my friends who have never been on a ship before would come into work on a ship for like 6, 7 months and were terrified because they were like, I've never been on a boat ever. What on earth is this going to be like? But I felt comfortable because it was like I used to go every year growing up. So yeah, I used to go on quite a few cruises. It was great.
I mean, even though you were a passenger like when you would go but on these cruises, but did you ever see yourself while you were a passenger, like maybe working on a cruise ship doing a show someday?
When I was younger, we used to see all the shows on the ships because I was obsessed with them. I absolutely loved all the dance shows and all the singing. And I always thought I would love to go and do that when I was older, but it felt like quite far away because you just never know. Like, you don't know how to get into it when you're, 12.
Yeah.
Thought it'd be so cool. And I remember meeting some of the cast as a young girl and being like, can I have a signature? Like, I always thought they were so cool. So I would have loved to do it. So I'm glad that I got to do it eventually, yeah.
Did you ever forget that you were on a ship? Like when you were on stage, did you ever like did you ever think like, oh, I'm in a theater? Like, oh, I'm not on a ship, but wait, I'm on a ship.
Think it's like can be easy to do that when you're on stage because it's actually not that rocky. Like people do think that the ships, well, I say that sometimes it was crazy rocky and very difficult, but most of the time it was fine. And you are in a very much, it's a theater. Like it doesn't look like a ship when you're on the stage. It's a full theater. It's like elevated like that. Yeah, you could easily think you were just in a theater anywhere except on the boat. But we did have times when some ports were either tricky to get in or out of, and that would always be around the time the first show was like 7 p.m. And we'd feel all the vibrations. We'd be on the stage, and the stage would be shaking, and we're in our heels for six, obviously. And sometimes it was really difficult to just stand up straight. Like you'd think doing the full-blown dancing was the hardest part, but really there's the section in six that like people know when you walk forward and the welcome to
To the
the
show,
show.
to the history mix.
Yeah, that bit. It's like the hardest thing ever because you've just got to stand and balance and you're like gripping every core muscle that you could possibly own, like to try and just stay still. But that was a handful of times. Mostly it is pretty still, which we were lucky for, yeah.
What did you enjoy about that lifestyle?
I loved that we had an amazing itinerary for the last 6 months. We went like everywhere. We did like LA, Miami, like Caribbean, Mexico. We did the Panama Canal about four times and all the ports along there. And then towards the end of the contract, we moved to Seattle and Canada and Alaska. So we were literally in every possible climate. And we got to see a lot of things, which was incredible. That was one of my favorite things. And then obviously just the show, because Six is just, it was one of my dream shows. So when I got it and got to do it on a ship and got to see all these places at the same time, it was kind of the best of both worlds, really.
Yeah, you got to like see the world and get paid for seeing the world.
Yes, it was insane. I'm very
That's
lucky.
like the
Very
best
cool.
way to do it, is to get paid to see the
Yeah.
world, do
Pretty
what
good
you
at
love, and
that.
see places you never thought in a million years you would ever go.
No, when would I ever be in Alaska? Like,
I
I
know,
would ever.
right?
It was cool.
Yeah, my best friend's been to Alaska and she loved it.
Really, it's amazing. It's beautiful. And I remember the first time I saw the glaciers and everything. It looks like a painting. Like, it doesn't look like real life. And I would stand at the side of the boat like, how is that real? Like, how is that actually an ice mountain? Like, I don't understand.
Oh,
My
yeah.
brain was like, this is too beautiful to actually be real. It was insane.
Yeah. Do you miss anything about living on the ship or anything like that at all?
I miss the girls, really. Like that, for me, that was the whole ship experience, was like I had my best friends across the road, like across the corridor to me. And a lot of us do live in New York, which is great, but one of my closest friends in the ship is English, from my contract is English, so she's back in England. And we used to be one corridor away from each other. So, like, I really miss just being right next to my best friends all the time. And just exploring with them. Like, we were really lucky because you never know. You could be paired with seven different women for six the musical. There's the six girls and the two swings. And you go on this ship and you're there for 6 months. And you could be completely different people. And we are pretty different people.
Yeah.
But we just meshed really well together, and we always say we were so lucky to have the group of people that we had, and that it would be so different if just one person was different in our cast.
Yeah.
And, like, to be able to, like, share this contract with them and see the ports and do the show and, like, be on this ship together, it was, I can't even describe it. Like, it was honestly, like, one of the best experiences ever. So I just miss them.
Yeah, you have all these memories together that'll last a lifetime.
Yeah, literally. It was amazing. Yeah, I missed them.
Yeah. You probably could, like, write a book about all the memories because of the fact that it's around the world with your best friends and it was a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
Yeah, and it feels like when you're on the ship for a week, it does feel like a month in a way.
Yeah.
Because it's so concentrated and you are with the same people for breakfast, lunch, and dinner all day. You know, it's like you spend so much time with these people that, like, if I spent a week with them, it's like a month of time you would spend with your friends who live across the city in, like, just a week. So you experience so many life things with each other. It's like, yeah, there's so many stories and memories that we have, and I love them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When did Six first, like, come on your radar? When did it, when you first hear of it or see it? Or...
Yeah. When I first came out of college in 2018, I did my first contract, which was a ship, actually. I've done two ships now, and the first one was Liberty of the Seas with Royal Caribbean. I did Saturday Night Fever for, like, a year. And I remember my mum came to visit in March, and we were sunbathing, and I had my Spotify on shuffle, and Don't Lose Your Head came on, and I was like, what is this? And I listened to the whole song and I was like, okay, well, that is amazing. What is this musical? And I clicked on it and I listened to Ex-Wives. And I was like, Mom, listen to this song. Look how funny it is. And then I just sat and listened to the whole soundtrack then, like, that day. And I was like, I need to be in this show one day. Oh my gosh. It, like, immediately became a show that I wanted to be in. And from then, when I came back from the ship, it was November 2019. We had Christmas. And then I messaged my agent and I was like, I've heard of Six, you know, it was like semi-new-ish.
Yeah.
Been out for like 2 then. And I was like, I really want to be in for the show. If you can see whenever the auditions are. And I got my first audition for Six in February 2020 in the UK. And I'd never seen the show. I'd literally just heard the soundtrack a million times.
Yeah.
I'd never seen it. So then I went in for my first audition in the UK and I got to the finals for that one. And then COVID happened and, like, that cast never even went out, which was really sad. Yeah, but my first time was just on the ship, like, end of 2019, and from then I was, like, obsessed.
You were hooked.
Immediately, yeah.
Yeah, I was the same way, too. I think I heard, like, Ex-Wives or, like, the title song, and I'm like, oh, this is good stuff.
Yeah. How was it different to, like, the soundtrack? Like, was it what you expected, or...?
Well, it was definitely more of, like, the Broadway... live cast recording versus the studio recording from the West End.
Yeah.
Because of the fact that maybe because it's in America, like, that they made some changes, like, just to, you know, make it a little different. Like, yeah. Little crooks and crannies and tweaks, but, like, nothing too major.
Yeah. Oh, cool. Yeah, it's different. Like, there's a few... We learned the Broadway version, and I've obviously listened to the West End version, like, a million times. And there was specific words that they changed that's like American slang versus British
right.
slang, and to make it funnier for American humor than like
yeah they totally did that.
Yeah.
Was there a queen that stood out the most to you at first?
Yes, I remember Berlin. I think because I heard Don't Lose Your Head, that was the first song I heard, and when I first listened to the whole soundtrack, I naturally was like, oh, I want to be Berlin one day. Like, I want to be Berlin. And I just thought she was just so cool. Like, very Avril Lavigne, rocky, like, doesn't care. And I thought she would be so fun to play. And she was so sarcastic. And I'm quite a sarcastic human in general. So I was like, I want to be you.
Yeah.
And then I heard Heart of Stone. And I was like, wait. Jane Seymour was kind of unreal as well. So they were the two. Originally it was Berlin. And then I started like literally falling in love with Seymour. And then, yeah, they were my two favorites from the start.
Yeah. Did you have a favorite queen to cover?
Every time I went on stage as a different one, I'd be like, this is my favorite. And then I'd do the next one and I'd be like, no, wait, this is my favorite.
Yeah.
I found like so many things I loved about them every time I went on that it kind of changed. But I think my OG favorite will always be Seymour. I think I just like connect with her the most naturally, and I don't feel like I need to do anything to be Seymour, if you know what I mean. Like, for me, it's like she's very similar to me personality wise and I'm quite like quirky and make silly jokes and things, and I love that she's like awkward.
Yeah.
And queens are like quite cool and she like tries to be funny, and then it's like, oh, that's just nearly, it was like nearly there, you know. I just like that she's like quirky and cute and quite innocent-ish.
Yeah.
And she belts this huge song and she's had this like hard time. I think I relate easiest to Seymour, so I think she's my favorite. But Cleves was just so fun to do, and I never ever expected that I'd ever be cast as Cleves, because I just thought I'll never be that cool for one. She's just amazing, and I really found my own version of Cleves. Like, I made Cleves a bit awkward on purpose, because it's like, that's who I am. Like, I kind of made my Cleves like, oh my god, all this stuff is mine. What the hell is going on? It was kind of like she was just excited about it, like she'd won the lottery, and she'd come from nothing, but she'd won the lottery, and now it's like, oh my god, I have a castle, I'm the queen, this is amazing. Like, instead of being like, I'm the queen, you know, like,
yeah, really sassy. Get Down's like a great song too.
Oh,
in that quick change, so where you rip off the quick change that you do, and the chair.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a great entrance to a top of a song, is that chair.
I know. And you get to do the whole monologue beforehand, and then at the end you change it, and you do the tragic, dun, dun.
Yeah.
And it's like, put it up to the throne. Oh, it was just so much fun.
Oh, yeah.
I just love all of them.
What queen costume is your favorite?
Of all of them, or the ones that I did?
Yeah, the ones you did.
I think Par is really cool because she gets to wear the pants.
Yeah.
Like, she's the only one with the pants. And the whole crisscross thing and the big shoulders, you feel like a badass when you're in that outfit. Oh my gosh, you come on stage in the pants. I think that's my favorite. They're all cool in different ways. I think that's the hardest out of the three that I wore, though, because it kind of, when you breathe in, because the pants are attached to the top, it kind of, like, you've got, like, the weight of the pants on your breath a little bit when you're breathing out. So, and obviously, if you were going on every week, you wear it in and it gets a bit more comfortable and less heavy.
Yeah, you break it in.
Yeah, but I obviously was swinging, so I was on every other month or something for each queen. You know, I was on about once every 3 weeks on stage. So I was on for Par, I think, 8 or 9 times. So I never really got a chance to break in the costume a lot. So it was felt the heaviest of the three that I wore, but it was the coolest.
What about, like, the Cleves boots? Were those kind of hard to get used to at first? Because they seem awfully clunky.
Well, on the ship, they don't have the over-the-knee boots. The only changes for the ship and land is Cleves doesn't have the over-the-knee boots yet, which I think they're coming, Well, they were going to come, I'm not sure. I heard a rumour. But then the other thing is, the only change of the show is when they do the rip-off, they don't have the under costume on the ship. So you do it's like a pretend rip-off thing. They still do all the motions, but they don't do the rip-off. Like, so that's the only change from the ship to the show.
So
my boots were the same for Cleves and Seymour and Parr, just the different, like, dances.
What did you like about the fact that Six is only one act?
I liked, it was such a challenge. I liked the fact that it wasn't, it was, you get in, you get out. It's like 80 minutes. It feels like like the quickest, it's like a roller coaster, but you're on, as soon as you're on the rap ride, you're on stage, that's it, you don't come off till the end. Yeah, I think it was it's meant to be one act, I don't feel.
Sorry. Yeah, totally.
Did I cut out then, or
no, you're good.
Sorry. Yeah, I think it's good that it's one act, and it was a challenge for all of us, because once you're on stage, I think you leave stage twice the whole show.
Yeah.
And it's for about 15 seconds.
You take off the glasses and the neck thing, and then putting it on and off. That's really all you do, right?
Yeah, you leave after Heart of Stone to put your thing on, your little ruff on, and then you leave after Get Down to take it off. And then you leave after All You Want to Do one time, when it's just Howard on stage for the very end. And that's it. But it's for 15 seconds each time. If that, you know, you don't really leave the stage. It was a challenge, but I think it was like, it's meant to be that. If it was an interval, I think it would kind of ruin the flow of the show a little bit. Yeah.
What songs are on your pre-show playlist?
Oh, gosh. What a great question. Well, I was the dance captain for our show, so I had like a 6 playlist for the warm-ups and things, what did I used to play? I don't know if you know Maisie Peters, but she's one of my favourite artists. She's a UK young singer-songwriter, and we used to do this song, what was it? You Signed Up For This. That was one of our like jogging star jump songs, and then we'd sing like You Don't Break My Soul, Beyonce.
Oh,
like,
good song.
Kind of, yeah. And we did a bit of, what is it, from Avril Lavigne? Like, Complicated.
So oh, good like, one! Good one!
Just like songs that you all want to sing along to and do your stretches to. And then our Aragon Ray used to be like the pre-show playlist girly, and she would put it on speaker, and it would change every night, really.
Yeah.
But she just always knew the vibe of the room. And I don't even know a single song that was on there, but it was all, like, new songs, and she would be in charge of that.
Yeah. How long can you last in a pair of high heels without taking them off? Just in general.
Oh, in general?
Yeah.
You know what? I used to wear heels when I was, like, 18, 19. I used to wear massive heels on, like, a night out for 6-7 hours, and then come home and be sore. But now, an hour in, I'm like...
Done.
I don't want to do this anymore.
Yeah.
I do not want to do this. A heeled boot is the general vibe days, because a full-blown heel, like, that's a lot. I don't want to do that anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When was the last time you ordered something online?
This morning. I got, my friend Jill, the other swing, told me last night she got this thing called Jot Coffee, because I am a coffee... I'm ridiculous, drink too much coffee, but it's this little thing where it's concentrated, and you put like a spoonful of this Jot coffee in a glass with like 8 ounces of water and ice, and you can make your own at home coffee, but it's like 20 cups in a little jar. And she told me about it last night, and I ordered like a subscription this morning, because I'm gonna need that.
Yeah. What future musical are you most looking forward to seeing?
Ooh, I mean, Parade has just come out on Broadway like in the last couple of months, and I have to see it immediately. Like, I'm waiting for the tickets to come up that are not outrageously expensive, but I really need to see Parade, and I'd love to see Sweeney Todd. I just saw last night Once Upon a One More Time I'm on Broadway, because it was like their final previews yesterday.
Yeah.
Open tonight, but oh my gosh, it's incredible. Like, if you get to see it, you should go and see that.
I think I would really like it if I lived in New York. I think I would really like it, because I love like the fairy tale stuff, and I like Britney Spears' music.
And it was very six, because there's like 6 main princesses, and the storyline is like, it says online, it's like they're reclaiming their power and their story. And I was like, what does that sound like? It sounds very six, which I was like, great. That is exactly what we like.
Yeah. What is a show you missed in New York City that you didn't have a chance to see that you wish you could have seen?
I was talking about one the other day. What was it? I saw Beetlejuice just before it closed.
Oh, I saw the tour.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, was it good? I'm assuming it was great.
Yeah, it was really, really good.
I might have to come back to this question, because I've completely forgotten. I was talking about it like 3 days ago. that I've missed. There's one or two that I've missed that closed just before I came back. I can't remember it for the life of me, but let me come back.
Okay. What color clothes do you think you own the most of?
Green.
Ooh.
I am a green. I have my wardrobe here. Like, literally everything is green. Like, it's ridiculous.
Different shades.
Like, yes, all the different shades. I have green eyes, so I feel, and I have quite light skin, so I feel like green and, like, coral are my colours. And I turned up to rehearsals in so many green things, and I was like, these people are going to think I'm Berlin. Like, I'm going to turn up and they're going to be like, are you at least covering Berlin? Because you're always in green.
No. Yeah.
Green is my thing.
What was the last thing that you remember that you just, or that you ate?
I had a bagel with, like, scrambled egg and cheese this morning, like an everything bagel. Ooh. And I put a bit of avocado on it because I was trying to be fancy with the shopping list. And this, like, coconut sriracha sauce.
Ooh, fancy!
Oh, I don't know who I think I am. Usually it's Cheerios, but I had that and it was fabulous.
Did it look pretty when you finished making it? It's like, there's nothing like when your food looks really pretty.
Oh my gosh, I don't want to eat it though, because it's like too much effort and it looks so nice.
Yeah, it's like so pretty, you want to take a million pictures of it and leave it on display because it looks so pretty, you just want to show it off.
Exactly.
Do you think you're very athletic?
Yeah, I like grew up doing all the sports in school. We kind of had, I was on like the netball team and the hockey team, and when we did athletics in the summer, I'd do a lot of like, I'm quite small. I'm 5'4 now, but when I was growing up, I did a lot of gymnastics, so I was quite small for a long time until I grew finally when I was like 15, 16.
Yeah.
But I was quite springy, and I'd always do like high jump and hurdles and the things where you have to be taller randomly. But yeah, I'm quite a sporty person, and I like going to doing like yoga in the gym and things now, just to, because I do miss doing a sport. Like, I used to do that all the time growing up, and now it's not as common when you're an adult. You don't go and do athletics, really.
Yeah.
Technically. Yeah, I like being quite active.
How do you think you and your family would do in a game of Family Feud?
Oh. I think we'd do pretty well. We are very close. But I feel like we're all pretty competitive as well. So, like, if somebody thinks that somebody's got the answer wrong, they will fight to the death. Do you know what I mean? Like,
Yeah.
I think we do pretty well, to be honest. I'd love to see that happen.
I like it. And what is a fun fact that not a lot of people know about you?
I play the drums.
Ooh.
Which is, yeah. I grew up playing the piano a little bit, and then didn't really like it that much, and I always wanted to play the drums. And my mum, I went to lessons for like 4 or 5 years, and now I just like once in a while I'll just play along to a song.
I like it.